Okay, so Haven, it is really good to talk with you today. And I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you? When did you come home from China? And where are you from originally in China?
Okay, so I am 18 years old right now. My birthday was April 20th, and I came home just under a year old. I was adopted on April 7th, and I'm from the Anhui province in the city of Chaohu.
Were you in an orphanage or an SWI, or were you in foster care?
An SWI,
Okay.
yes.
And what year did you come home?
That would have been 2002, yes.
And where have you grown up?
I've grown up in Chula Vista, California. It's just a couple miles north of the Mexican border. So,
Interesting times to be on the Mexican border.
yes. I was raised here, been here all my American life. So,
So, are you in high school now, or have you graduated?
I just graduated. Yes.
Ah, congratulations. What are you doing?
I'll be studying neuroscience at UCSD.
That is awesome. What is your career plan? Are you thinking about medicine or research?
Yeah, more research. Not really sure specifically, but just kind of in that direction. I've switched my interests around quite a bit, and this is one that I landed on for now, so.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you have siblings?
I don't, not any adoptive siblings, no, but we recently discovered that I do have biological siblings. So, an older sister and a younger brother.
Wow. Okay, so we're cutting right to the chase here. I need to hear this. Can you tell us how this happened? Were you searching for a long time? Were you intentionally searching? I know that some of the people I've interviewed have had there's been one case of a completely accidental reunion with a twin. So why don't you tell us your story?
Well, starting from, I guess, the beginning, we were never actively searching. I've been aware from as long as I can remember that I've been adopted, and it never really bothered me too much. I was very comfortable with my mother and the family I'm in and the home I'm in, and I never really had a desire to search for them. But I was a little bit curious when I was younger. My mom likes to tell a story about how one time I was in the bathtub and I asked her just randomly if she knew my birth parents, and I just wanted to know what they looked like, and just kind of basic stuff like that, but nothing really like I need to find them. But we went to China maybe 7 years ago now. Just for, a tourist trip. It was with a large group, but we kind of extended our trip a little bit, and we went to Chaohu to go visit the SWI that I was at, and we met the director, and she kind of had some files on me, and her information had been that I was found on a doorstep of some residence and brought to the police station, and then brought to the SWI, and they even like claimed they knew where I was like found, and they took us to that spot, and we thought, oh wow, and the director said, there's a chance we might run into someone you're related to while we're in that village. Are you prepared for that? And me and my mother were, I was 11 at the time. And we thought I probably wasn't ready for that yet. So we just kind of made it a quick in and out of the village just to visit the place where I was supposedly found. And then last summer in 2018, we decided to take another trip to China. This time it was like a service tour. We volunteered in a couple orphanages and we went with another big group. And then before we met up with them though, we went back to my SWI and my city, and there was a new director there, and she had different information than the previous director we had talked to. And we had kind of been in contact with her before we came, like over email and stuff, and we had a contact from the first time we went to China who we were still communicating with, and she helped us and translated for us and that kind of thing. But the director that is currently there that we met this time, she, I guess, was from or had some connection to the village that she said I was from. And I guess before we had arrived, she had sent like a couple people into that village to kind of find information or collect, I don't know, whatever she could dig up, I guess. And somehow we were given a phone number that was my biological father's. And it was a lot of, it was just kind of a wild goose chase for a little bit. We were just driving around everywhere, going from village to village because everyone had different information, but we finally got our hands on a phone number, and I'm still not quite sure. My mother and I are not very sure about how this all happened, but we called the phone number and a man picked up, and our translator and guide, Queenie, she translated for us, and he was able to confirm like my birthday and the place where I'm from and just kind of stuff that maybe only he'd know, right? And it was very interesting. We talked just for a little bit. I asked a couple questions about like their family dynamic, you know, like did I have siblings, that kind of thing. And then later on we started using WeChat for our correspondence so that we could translate ourselves. And so we had to leave that village like the day after we made that discovery to go join the group for the service tour. So we didn't really get to stay around much, although we did go and get my DNA sampled at the police station. And my father had said, you know, oh, my wife and I can be down there, you know, within the next couple of days. They actually had moved out of that village many, many years ago. To live in a different province, just for better work opportunities and stuff like that. So they were not there anymore. So they said, you know, we can come down there and, you know, get our DNA tested too, if you wanted to wait for us. But at that point we were already, I think like a day or two late on our other tour. And we were like, we should probably just join up with them, and we'll get the DNA results back, you know, anyhow. So we left, and after we got back to the States, we just started kind of corresponding more, and they invited us back for Chinese New Year to come visit. And because I guess every other year, maybe, the whole family comes back to that that village, because I guess they all kind of disperse, like all my cousins and uncles and everyone. But every other year they come back for the Lunar New Year to all be together. And I guess they weren't gonna do it this year, but with the discovery of me, they thought that it would be a good excuse to all come together. So we planned a trip, and we went in early February this year. And my father and my sister picked us up from the airport, and just a crazy like week and a half of just festivities and meeting all these people. And they were so welcoming and nice, and just an absolute dream, really.
So this is really interesting on a number of levels, and I have a few questions, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting to me that the orphanage directors in both cases, the original director and the next director, seemed both to be not only cooperative, but actually actively initiating helping you with this. In other words, so with the first director, did you say to her, we would like to find, you know, we're trying to do a birth parent search? Or did she broach, it sounds like when you were 11, actually she broached the possibility of meeting biological family.
Yes, I think our only goal when we went that first time, mine and my mother's, was to just visit my orphanage. And then when we got there, they said that they knew where I was from or something. So we thought, oh, we'll go there. And then the director had said, you know, this is a very, very small village, and there's a good possibility that someone you're related to might either recognize you or piece together that, you know, this baby that might have been, not abandoned, but, you know, left all those years ago, and, oh, she looks about the right age, you know, they might be able to piece something together. But we actually didn't run into any problems like that when we went. Like I said, it was just very quick, in and out. She didn't necessarily volunteer to help us, like, search for relatives. She just kind of told us of the possibility that we might see someone. And then the new director, when we went back this summer, we had a goal. It was more oriented towards, let's see how much we can find out about them, and if we actually get to meet them, even better. But she was very cooperative. And we were very lucky that I had as much information in my file as we did, because the other people that we were on the tour with, a lot of them were adopted Chinese girls, and we kind of all just talked about it a little bit, and they didn't know, a lot of them didn't know like a single thing about where they were from. And it's just like, wow, we got so lucky. And when we went back in February, the new director had told us that there's been like 270 children adopted out of that orphanage, and I've been the only one to reunite with my birth family.
Wow. So, what's the name of the SWI?
I think it's the Chaohu Social Welfare Institute. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure.
That sounds right. And was the tour you were on a heritage tour, you know, a kind of returning tour of adoptees, or was it, it sounds like it was kind of a service tour?
It was, it's through Red Thread Tours and Services, and it was called the Teen Service Tour. And it was basically like 2 weeks in July, where we spent kind of the first half going to two different orphanages, and we kind of just like helped like we painted some of their rooms and like decorated stuff and just kind of helped to make it a better living environment, and interacted with the children and that kind of thing. And then the second part of it was more, you know, like exploring China, that kind of thing. So it's kind of a mix of both. But yes, it was called a teen service tour.
And this is this Red Thread out of Minneapolis?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two questions. One, at what point were you made aware that there was an actual DNA match? You guys got tested and then you went on. When did your birth parents wind up being tested?
I'd say maybe like a couple weeks after. Yeah, and then our contact in China, our guide and translator that we had used, she had them send like the results to her, I guess, and she told us, you know, that everything was a match. Plus, when he like friended us on WeChat or whatever, he had his profile picture, and I'm the splitting image of him. It was just astounding. It's like there's no way that he couldn't have been my father.
Wow. Now, what did they tell you about the circumstances of your adoption? Well, you said you have siblings, a sister.
Yes. Her name is Ray. They gave us like, English names to call them, and hers is Carol, but, her Chinese name is like Ray. But she is, 23, maybe, and my brother, we call him by his English name, Andy, he is a year younger than me, so 17, maybe, mm-hmm. or almost turning 17, mm-hmm. something like that. And this is actually, this is very kind of just mind-bending, this whole circumstances of my adoption, but they had my sister, right, 5 years before me, and in rural parts of China, I guess at that time, families were allowed to have two children, and so they tried again, and I came out a girl, and, you know, the whole patriarchal China was still in place, and you know they really needed a boy, you know, to provide for them when they got old, because the men, you know, stay with their parents, and so it wasn't good for them to have two girls, and so I was placed. Well, what they told me, my parents, was that they had relatives who were trying for a child but couldn't conceive, so they were going to try to have them adopt me so that I'd still kind of be in the family, and so I guess I was placed in their care for a little while. And my parents said that I had stayed with them for 4 days after I was born, so after that, I guess I was placed in the care of the relatives, but there was some issue with the adoption in that manner, and I was brought to a police station, I guess, after that, to be put in the orphanage, and they never told my birth parents that they had done that. And I guess they did adopt another child soon after giving me up. So my parents had been in the understanding that child that they had was me. But I guess they weren't very close relatives, so they didn't have much contact. So they never really, like, I don't know, went to visit her or talk to her or anything. So they wouldn't have really known that wasn't their daughter, you know. So when they got the phone call from us, they were pretty shocked, And they were like, we're very mad at, you know, those relatives that we thought you were with. And it was just very shocking for them to hear that I was actually in America and I've been there for my whole life. So
they did not know that these other family members had given you up.
Yes, that was our understanding of what they had told us. Some of the translations kind of get a little bit murky, but that was what we understood it to be. Mm-hmm. So it's all just very, very weird. And my mom thinks that maybe there was like an adoption fee that those relatives couldn't pay or something. And we're not too sure, though. We don't even know who those are. They must have been very distant. But, yeah.
How do you feel about the story? I guess my question is, there are some details that may never be totally known. And I wonder kind of where you are with all of that. Are you okay with it? Is it enough? You know, is it not enough?
It's enough for me. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'll think about something and be like, I have no idea how that is the way it is, but I don't honestly care too much because, you know, we are where we are, and I'm just happy that I got to meet them. And and they've shared with us, you know, very openly. We've asked them questions and they've tried their best to answer, you know. So I'm not like disappointed at all about any lack of information. None of it is too important. Like yeah, we're not sure how the director got their phone number, but all I care about is that they did. So yeah, overall I'm very happy. It's an overall like great experience.
How has it been for your family, your adoptive family? How are they with it?
Oh, they were so excited. They with us being there at during the Lunar New Year, like preparations and stuff, everything was so, I mean, we always had dinner at someone else's house, and like in their village, actually, almost everyone who lived there was part of the family. So we'd just, you know, walk next door into my uncle's house or something, and or my second cousin and their children, and you know, it was just yeah, everyone just came in to see me and to meet me, and they were just glad to kind of know that I was okay, and they were glad that I was so interested in coming back, because a lot of adoptees don't, you know, go back and get in touch with their roots. And they really appreciated that me and my mother took the effort to go and connect with my Chinese roots. Yeah, it was all very exciting, and it kind of felt like I was, you know, like some exhibit at a museum or something for everyone to come see. But it was fun.
So how do you envision your relationship with them now? Are you keeping in touch on WeChat? Do you plan to go back? Do they, you know, how does this unfold, do you think?
Yeah, so we're still talking regularly on WeChat. We do plan on going back, maybe not anytime soon, maybe in like a couple of years, because it is such a big trip, and I'll be going to college soon, and that kind of makes it a little harder to align schedules and stuff like that. we asked them if they wanted to come to America, but they weren't strong enough in their English, so they thought. My sister actually speaks very good English, and so does my brother, but my parents don't know any. And so we invited them to come to America whenever they want, but they're like, oh, we'll learn more English first. So, we definitely plan to keep in touch and visit as much as possible, you know.
Well, what can you tell me about them? What do they do? What are their professions?
Well, my father is, what's the word for it? He like lays tiling and just a bunch, a contractor maybe? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably the word. And what we understood is that my mother works with him or for him, or they're in the same business. So that's what they do. My sister just got out of college, so she's actually looking for a job, I guess, in Shanghai. My father is actually a lot like my adoptive mother in personality, very, very outgoing, actually, and makes jokes and is just very personable. And my mother, my biological mother, is kind of more like me. I'm more reserved and just kind of stayed in the background. She's always cooking because of the new year. Very, very quiet, but it's like I'm just a mix of both of them.
And how about your siblings? Your sister is looking for work in Shanghai. How about your brother?
He is still in high school or whatever their system is over there. He's, you know, preparing for his exams to get into a university. So he hasn't, you know, really thought about work yet. He's still in school. He's very quiet, didn't talk much, but according to my sister, his English was stronger than hers, and hers was pretty good. So we were kind of like, oh, please talk, you know, so that you can tell us what everyone is saying. But he was very shy too, which I didn't mind because I'm kind of that way. But
do you think they might come visit sometime? Your sister and brother, did they seem interested or?
I don't know about my brother. We asked my sister and she definitely sounded interested. But she was, she was like, oh, I need to learn more English. And we're like, oh no, your English is just fine. But she was worried about that. So I think she'll definitely come out here sometime. She wants to see America, but she's worried about her language. So
I'm wondering how, like, this, if you have anything that you'd like to say or offer other adoptees about the experience of being in reunion with your birth family. Is it, because it wasn't really something you were actively pursuing. It doesn't sound like you felt, some adoptees I've talked to, it's been a sort of burning desire from the time they were young. Others, very neutral, you know. And you sound like it wasn't necessarily a burning desire. It was sort of a question back there, but not this huge thing in your head. And I wonder how you think about it now and whether you have any, I don't know, thoughts maybe that you might want to share with other adoptees, or maybe not.
Yeah, well, obviously, like, my situation was incredibly rare and entirely lucky. We do believe, though, that it was divine intervention that brought us together, and So we do believe that played a part in it, but it was also just all of the pieces just fit together. The fact that I had so much information, and the fact that both directors seemed to be in touch with the village that I was from. It was just crazy how everything just kind of fell into place, and it honestly kind of makes me sad that some adoptees, you know, spend their lives with such a desire to find their parents, and here I was, you know, just mildly curious, and it just fell in my lap. But what I would share with other adoptees is that, you know, don't stop looking, because, you know, you never know when you might hit, you know, your, like, make a discovery, or, you know, find something that could, you know, change everything. And it's just a profound experience meeting them too, and I was just amazing, and they were just glad to know I was okay, you know. And parents who give up their children, you know, don't do it because they want to, you know, it's because they have to. And we really felt that from them. They keep telling us too how sorry they are, and it's like, no, it's okay. You know, it's really okay, because I have this amazing life in America, and you have a better life too now. And we found each other, so it all worked out in the end, you know? So my thoughts, I only have positive feelings about this experience. Everything has just been wonderful.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing this with us, because it's just an amazing story, and I appreciate you sharing it and participating in the project.
Yeah, it's no problem at all. My mother had kind of posted something on Facebook about it, and her friends were kind of saying, oh, you should write a book and stuff, because it's just so, I don't know, everything, like I said, everything just fell into place perfectly. And we're still wrapping our minds around, you know, how fortunate we've been with this whole experience. So,
well, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's no problem.